Tanya for the fourth day of Av, Dalet Av, is in Igeres HaKedush on page 204. The number at the bottom of the page is 392. We are in Siman Aleph of Igeres HaKedush at the second half of the Siman. This letter was written on the occasion of the conclusion of the Shas, of the study of it, of the Gemara, of the entire Gemara. But the purpose of the letter is to strengthen and encourage the davening that is typical of the Hasidim to daven ba'arichas, to daven at length and with concentration. The Rebbe began explaining the verse Chagra be'ez masneha, that Shlomo HaMelech says in the Eshes Chayil, Chagra be'ez masneha, that she girds with strength her loins. And he explains that loins mean the legs, and the legs support the body, which means the head and the arms are supported by the legs. Strength behind the arms and the support for the head are the legs. Also, the legs take the head and the body where they need to go. And the same is true also in the spiritual, that the head means the understanding of God's greatness. From this, from the understanding, a love and fear of God are produced and aroused. And the love and fear are the arms. And the arms and the head are supported by the legs of the neshama. What are the legs of the neshama? Emunah. And there are two legs, plural. Emunah seems to be only one thing, a single thing. But in Emunah also there are two parts, which are the first two commandments of the Ten Commandments. I am God, your God. And secondly, there is no other God. You shall have no other gods. So those are the two elements of the Emunah. So the Emunah is what gives strength and mobility to the head and to the arms, to the understanding of godliness and to the love and fear of God. The mobility, how the Emunah gives mobility, the Altareba has not yet said. Second half of Siman Aleph, page 204, the beginning of the paragraph. Ach mi hu hanesin keyach ve'ez lebechinas masnayim. But what is it that gives strength and power to the masnayim, to the legs, to the emunah, v'hamidu l'kayim harosh v'hazayis? Although the emunah has been nourished and one's faith is strong, but what gives that faith the strength to elevate the mind and the heart above itself? As in the example that the body, the head and the arms sit on top of the legs. The legs carry the mind and the arms on top of itself, above itself. So the emunah also, the emunah is what gives strength to the head and to the arms, so that they can be even higher than the emunah itself. So where does the emunah get that strength? Hu esek v'limud halachis b'teizah shebal peh. That comes from the devotion to the study of the halacha that appears in the oral Torah. Shehi b'chinas gili ratzon elyein, because the oral part of Torah is the revelation of God's will, of the divine will. Because Torah comes from Chochmah. Generally we say that Torah comes from the divine Chochmah, but its root and its source is much deeper and much higher than Chochmah, and that higher level is called the divine will. So although Torah is an expression of Chachma, but it originates even higher and deeper than Chachma, it originates in God's will. Ukamesha Kosuv Katsina Rotsin Tatzeno, like the will of God, the will, the Rotsin, is like a crown. And the crown represents that which is higher than the head. In other words, higher than intellect. So that Torah is called Zotzein, God's will, and that is a crown above the head. It is a level higher than Chachmah. And this revelation of divine will is greater in the oral Torah than it is in the written Torah, as it says, Eishes Chayil Ateres Bailo, that the woman of valor is the crown of her husband. Woman of valor, the feminine, is a reference to Malchus. And Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh, as we say in the Pasuk Eliyahu. So that Eishes Chayil is a reference to the oral Torah, and that is called a Teres Baila. That is called the crown, because in the oral part of Torah, the Rotzin, God's will, and the details of His will are far more revealed than they are in the written Torah. So if we want to know what God wants, we want to know God's will, you can't look into the written Torah, you have to look to the oral Torah. So the oral Torah is a greater revelation of God's will, and it is the will of God that gives strength to the emunah, to the faith, that it should be able to elevate the mind and the heart. And we also see that there's an advantage to the studying of halachas every day, because halachas is the will of God. And this is what it means. She girds her loins with strength. Ein eiz ela teza. Eiz is a reference to teza. Because it is teza that strengthens the legs, strengthens the emunah. Shehi nesen eskeyach ve'eiz lebechinas mosnayim. It is the teza that gives the strength to the emunah, which is represented by the legs. When the emuna is girded and clothed in teza, then it gives the emuna the strength to strengthen the hands, as the verse continues. When she girds her loins with strength, then her hands are strengthened. What are the arms? The arms are the love and fear of God, either born out of intelligence or the native love. The native love and fear. Each person according to his level. Some are capable of arousing intelligent love and fear. Love and fear that is created by the intelligence. And sometimes the study of God's greatness arouses only the native love and fear, the love and fear that already exists in the heart but needs only to be revealed. So far we've shown how strengthening the emunah through the study of the oral Torah helps the emunah strengthen the hands, the love and fear. What about the head? Bal ha'modas v'kiyum b'chinas ha'resha b'nefesh hu ha'seichu ha'mizbeinein. How does the emunah have the strength to give stability and dignity to the head, to the understanding and the contemplation of God's greatness? Concerning this, Amar, he says, Taimo, he gives the reason, Ki teif sachra mvur makimache. So far, we've talked about the greatness of the study of the oral part of Torah. Now, the Alter Rebbe turns to davening. Ach, eisuz man hachizug v'imut hazreiz v'hareish. What is the time and what is the occasion. For strengthening the arms and the heart, the arms meaning the heart, and the head, the understanding of God's greatness, he shas tfilas hashachar, she shas rachamim ve'esrotzen elyon l'maylo. When does this the strength behind the emuna is the divine will, which is experienced in the study of the oral part of Torah, but when is this applied, and when does this actually affect the emuna? It is during davening, and particularly during the shachris, because that's a time of divine will, when God's will is more reachable or available. Olezeis, and therefore, Eiso avakish, mimevakshe Hashem, this is what I ask of those who seek godliness, yavinu v'yaskilu yachdav. They should understand and grasp. Lihyeis lezichren b'nei nehem, and they should also remember always. Kol mashek asafti aleihem eshtakad b'chlal, all that I wrote about the davening last year in general, ubefrat me'inyin kavanas hatfilah, and particularly the importance of concentration and davening, me'umka deliba, from the depth of the heart, that a person should concentrate on davening from the depth of his heart. Yem yem yidzishun Hashem b'chol libam u'b'chol nafsham, day by day, day after day, they should seek God with all their heart and all their soul, v'nafsham tishtapich kamayim nechach pnei Hashem, and they should pour their souls out like water before God. And as the sages say in the Medrash, until the last drop of the soul. And that's the meaning of b'chol nafshecha, with your whole soul. And so the continuation or the application of the benefits derived from the study of the oral Torah is that a person during davening applies that godliness that he gains from the study of the oral Torah, he applies it to himself, and that gives the kavana, that gives the intention to the davening. So on the occasion of the conclusion of the Talmud, the Rebbe urges Hasidim not to stop there and not to quit in the middle, so to speak, but to complete the task and apply all that they've learned to themselves, and this happens during davening. The Hayem Yem for the fourth day of Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes that with all the effort in the world, one cannot earn even a single cent more than God had set aside for him. You have to do what is necessary, but you also must remember that the whole work, all the work that we do to make a living, is only a tuffle. It is only secondary. The main thing is the blessing that God gives. And the blessing can be earned by being an honest Jew. And that is by davening with a minyan, by observing Shabbos meticulously, and keeping kosher with the greatest degree of care, and giving our children an education, having them educated by teachers who themselves are observant Jews.